OPEC today made good on its threat to cut oil production quotas by 1 million barrels a day. The cutback takes effect tomorrow, and it's likely to help prop up oil prices, which hit a 13-year high just 2 weeks ago. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that costly crude oil is just one of the factors behind the record prices Americans are paying for gasoline.
Official word of the OPEC cut was actually something of an anticlimax. Energy analyst Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading Corporation in Chicago says financial markets were already counting on the cut once Saudi Arabia signaled yesterday that the cartel shouldn't back down.
You know the old game, Simon says, touch your nose. When it comes to oil production, it's what the Saudi says.
It's not just what OPEC says, however, but what the cartel actually does that ultimately affects the price of oil. Flynn says few observers really believe OPEC will slash production to the level of the new quota. Cartel members were already outpumping their old quota by more than 1 million barrels a day.
Most people expect OPEC to continue to overproduce, but I do think that they're going to make a valiant effort to rein in some of that overproduction. You know, the interesting thing is that OPEC cheating used to be viewed within the cartel as a negative. Now they use it as a very effective tool to micromanage energy prices.
In its statement today, OPEC promised to keep the market well supplied. And a report today from the Energy Department helps to confirm OPEC's claim that there's plenty of crude oil available. The report shows U.S. stockpiles of crude oil grew by a bigger-than-expected margin last week. Flynn says that helped lower today's crude oil prices, but didn't bring any immediate relief at the gas pump.
The inventories for crude are getting better, but it's not just a crude oil problem forcing gasoline prices up, because if that were the case, gasoline prices would be falling right now, and they're not.
In fact, gasoline prices nationwide hit an all-time high this week of more than $1.75 a gallon. In California, the price is well over $2 a gallon, angering Los Angeles drivers like James Okofo, Mary Heckering, and Chago Maciel.
Yeah, I feel awful. I mean, why do I have to pay $2.19?
I put $10 and I got 4.6 gallon. That's ridiculous.
It sucks. I mean, what do you do?
Deborah Anderson, who drives a 96 Ford Explorer, even canceled a family vacation because of the high price of gas.
Every year I take a trip with my kids, but I didn't do it this year because of the price. Definitely driving less, okay? If I don't have to go, I'm not going.
As with OPEC, though, the actions of American drivers don't always match their words. Despite claims of conservation, drivers are burning 3.5% more gas now than at this time last year. Robert Ebel, who heads the energy program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says drivers keep buying SUVs, then complaining about the price at the pump.
Well, you know, Americans, you know, love their cheap gasoline. They don't want to be told that that in real terms, the price of gasoline today is below what it was back in the early 1980s. The consumer forgets that all around him, prices are increasing and have been increasing, but they tend to view gasoline in isolation.
The issue has begun to touch a political nerve. Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry attacked President Bush this week for not doing more to control high prices. White House spokesman Scott McClellan said today the president is disappointed by OPEC's decision and is actively engaged in discussions with oil producers. Ebel argues there's little any administration can do to lower gas prices in the short run. Even at today's prices, he doubts there's enough political will to genuinely increase supply or reduce demand for oil in the long run. Scott Horsley, NPR News.